The population of striped bass, better known as rockfish, is dwindling, and that has alarmed Atlantic State Marine Fisheries commissioners so much that they have drawn up a plan to cut back landings throughout coastal fisheries, including the Chesapeake Bay. Correspondent Pamela Giangelo reports that the situation is not as dire as it was in 1985, when Maryland imposed a fishing ban, but fisheries managers want to give states the option for seasonal closures.
At their biannual meeting in Alexandria, Virginia, representatives from Maine to Florida tried to figure out how to boost the striped bass population. Scientists pointed to overfishing and, at 9%, a high rate of fish that die from wounds after they're caught and thrown back. Mike Luisi, who runs fish monitoring programs for Maryland's Department of Natural Resources, calls those fish dead discards.
We have concerns over the 10-year decline in spawning stock that's occurred. And for us, that problem is the dead discard issue in the recreational fishery.
Luisi and others worry that increasing size limits across the board as a conservation method will only exacerbate the problem of dead discards. Commissioners say they're most concerned with the recreational fishery, which doesn't have the same limits imposed on it as the commercial fishery. Eric Reed, representing Rhode Island, explained.
If the number of saltwater recreational licenses is a metric for potential effort, those numbers are staggering. I know in Rhode Island, when the first year it came out, we had 20,000 recreational licenses issued. The next year, there was over 30,000.
Scientists estimate that in 2017, recreational fishermen were responsible for 90% of catch. Last week, ahead of the commissioner's meeting, Virginia announced it was shutting down its spring trophy fish season, citing concerns over declining numbers of spawning-aged fish. Here's Virginia fishery manager Rob O'Reilly.
The big currency in Virginia is to try to curtail the number of large fish that are taken, regardless of where they're taken, because this is a spawning area and it's very important.
The commission will hold public hearings over the summer on its plans, including cutting harvests, mandatory use of circle hooks to reduce harm to rockfish during catch and release, and prohibiting harvest of a fish over 40 inches. I'm Pamela D'Angelo for 88.1 WYPR.